Now, it would come into 88. And that house on the corner is where Mr. Baker lives, isn't it? Right down the lane. Well, I don't know whether it is now where Mr. Baker lives. Maybe Babcock used to. I don't know. But.
Well, Babcock lived further. Lou Catherine used to tell me something. He had a cousin or something with Babcock, too, and he lived there. For the old house where Mr. and Mrs. Babcock, let me see, what was his first name? I can't think. John Babcock and Emma. I think that was their first name. It was always called Mr. and Mrs. But I didn't know these people on the corner, but they said they was related to him.
Well, Mr. Baker is the one who has the, who used to have Baker's Beach Club, you know, Don?
Oh, yes, yes.
He's the one who lived there. Now he sold that Baker's Beach Club, mm-hmm. and he travels a good deal. He's not here too much of the time.
Yeah. Where I came with the horse and wagon.
That one down there?
Yeah, the old one. And delivered wood. We cut wood. And then I brought it down with my old big horse.
Wait a minute. I'm going to stop. Down here. That was the drift. Well, that's still the drift road, isn't it?
Does that come out on there? Still the drift road to the new bridge? That or to the cemetery. Might be coming to the cemetery.
Yes, but I think it's called Babcock House Old. And that's what did you say about that?
I used to carry wood with a horse. And if he was home, he'd unload it mm-hmm. for me. If he wasn't, well, I'd unload it where his wife told me to. And that was from your place.
Now we're going to turn off onto the main road.
Get to Edda's.
Uh-huh. Get to Edda's. And here at the corner, this house belongs now to Mr. Paul. And it was built in the 20th century. And this cross across the street belongs to Mr. Paul. Mm-hmm. And that was 20th century. And then there is a little old house.
Does Paul own all this now?
He owns that, and he owns his house
across
the street.
I've been to that one. I think that's so pretty.
Isn't it pretty? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know who owns that little house, but we'll take that another time. It's called the Baker, Old Baker House. That's what Lucia calls it.
I can't think of it.
Now then. Now, do you know who lives here?
I don't know. Anybody lives now.
No? You don't know the two little houses, right?
I used to drive the stage years ago. I used to say, Etta must know. I think she'd tell me. I'd tell you these things right along here better than I did. Mm-hmm.
And right there, you don't know either. Well?
Where was Stevens? It was...
When do you think they might have been built?
Oh, a long time ago. Because I can't remember when there was myself. Might have been when I was a little girl. I don't remember that.
No.
This was Warren Stevens' father and mother's here.
This is Warren Stevens' father and mother's? Wait, this one?
This one. I think this one. Because I used to come see her. I don't remember that.
And that's old, isn't it?
It must be.
And then across the street, this White House.
Oh, I should have to ask Etta. I forgot.
All right.
I used to know him
all. Well, we'll go up there and ask Etta.
I know that one's a pastor. there.
Here and how? Yes, I wonder when it was built.
And that must be old too.
Wonder who lives here.
Where's she's further off. Yeah. Oh, I know her first name too. Doris. Where's Doris again?
She's up here just a piece.
I was thinking a little bit further off.
Here she is.
Too many kids in my room.
No, this isn't Dorothy. Dorothy's is there. This is Dorothy's. And this is Etta's.
Yes.
Poor, I hope Etta hasn't waited too long. We'll go in and get her and take her for a little ride and see if we can. She's probably been waiting and waiting. I hope not. I told her earlier because I didn't know we were going to stop.
Want me to go or you want to stay here?
I'll just go.
Well, neighbor, why is it?
What's happening?
There's a little old lady.
Oh, take your time.
Yeah, yes, I go this way.
No,
the only thing is, I like to get back for 4 o'clock. If I could, where is that?
Yeah.
Because Raymond.
All right, it's 2:30 now.
Yes.
We'll get you back by 4.
Okay. Well, it's... Well, my old friend Mabel, this I never expected this.
What is the price?
What is the price?
Ryan, were you outdoors? You've been outdoors this afternoon?
Well, no, because
I'm going to be
here this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I'm trying to get you.
And I
can get you. Oh, no. I could call out, but you can't call in. There's something wrong at the office.
Oh, dear.
So they found out, and they said they'd fix it as soon as they could.
Well,
I said, as long as I can call out. That's the main thing.
Mm. Now, Etta?
Yes?
Do you know when your house was built at all?
Huh?
Do you know when this house was built?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Peter White built this, and used to be a cupola on top. A good many years ago, he owned all the farms around here. And,
This was all farmland around here.
All farmland.
Was this built before or after Dorothy Gifford, for instance?
Well, I don't know. Must have been before, I think. No, maybe the... I don't know. Well, that was built before.
I asked that.
He had a big farm. He had cattle and everything. And there was a big cupola on the top. And the stairs in the attic that you could walk up to it. But that's all been closed off now. And that cupola got so loose... They had to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the wives to see the sea captains when they came.
Yes, they kept a lantern hanging up in there at night, and lit every night for all the seamen
to see,
so they could tell.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, they got a by their compass and that light, they knew about how far they was.
Now this is the yeoman's barn and.
Yeah, don't you?
I used to bring
so much
fiddle wine berries.
Oh,
yes. My boss
to 1:3 and then go around to all of them.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was long ago.
I think
the mother used to live this
house. Yes, they lived in the big house. Aunt Mary lived in the... there were a lot of different houses that they owned. And you don't know who owned the land, who Ed's father bought the land from.
I don't.
Dick Paul might know.
This is the barn. The house was over here.
The house?
I remember seeing Mrs. Bishop in the house.
Oh, yes.
There was a house where?
Well, just side the barn.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Yes. Here's the house up here. Where's Raymond's? Raymond's land is your land.
Huh?
Is Raymond's land your
He's
land?
Got some land up on Paul's Raymond.
Oh. Oh, up, does this go through the woods to the Hall's land?
What's his name here? He's with on the
purple. Oh, Manny Cabral.
Manny Cabral, yes.
He's got, Mr. Cabral's got a son, Manny, and this is his brother.
Yes.
Now, who has a permit to go through? Whom did you say had the permit?
What'd you say?
I said, who had the permit to go through the yeoman's land?
I don't know for sure.
Oh, but maybe.
I don't know for sure, because I know Raymond said one time he could come through there, or whether he had given the permission.
I see.
If he wanted to, or whether he did have it.
I see. Well, this is where, this is the Yeoman's Drive, and this is one of the Yeoman's houses that they called Aunt Mary's, and this is the big house that its mother lived in, and now Jean and Ed live in. And whose house is this across the street? This is the Cabral's?
Manny Cabral.
That's their little vegetable stand in their garden.
Noah, well, she just lost her sister. Mrs. Messier.
Mrs. Messier?
Mrs. Messier lives here. This one. Yes, she lost her person. Well, because she was a cripple with one leg. But she went out, well, she got her out of the car.
How old do you think that house is? Not very old.
Two houses.
Are they?
Yes, these are all new houses.
New.
The Messier built that.
And that's a new house.
And the next one to it is,
We looked on the mailbox.
He was a town clerk.
Manchester.
Manchester.
The next house. These are all new houses. I was thinking when the things had changed. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I can't.
It takes me a long time.
Yes,
and when the things
had
changed so different, it used to be.
Oh. I just wish I knew who owned all this land originally. Now, I wonder who lives back in here.
Well,
this is a new house.
A porter's daughter bought that land in there and built a beautiful house in there. And she only comes for about a month or two in the summer. And her mother's own a convalescent home over Tabor's.
Now, where did Elizabeth Porter live originally?
Huh?
Where did Elizabeth Porter live?
She's over in the convalescent home over Tabor's.
I know. Where did she used to live?
Oh, down below me. And she they sold that. And see her daughter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know her name. Well, I know the poor little girl. She used to run in my house all the time. But she's over in Europe most of the time. Her husband's over there.
Elizabeth Porter's daughter, yes.
Yes. Alice. They all check on me if they can't get me for the telephone.
Now, do you know who built this house? I know that the Rockwells that live in it, their name is Rockwell.
Well, that's the old
Mackinbaugh.
Yeah,
that's the one I was trying to think of.
The old Mackinbaugh house. Yeah. Eliu Mackinbaugh. The one that bought Priscilla Mulligan. He took her as a little girl and bought her up. Her aunt lived, I guess, with him. I guess she was taking care of the two brothers.
What was his name?
Mackinbaugh. Elijah Mackinbaugh. Yes, that's an awful old house, too.
Yes, it must be.
It's been there for years, because I can remember seeing that house, and I used to come down with the stagecoach.
The stagecoach used to run up and down this road, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Wait till you thought. I used to go up to Mary Brown's to stay for a day or two. Maybe about one night. I'd be 2 days, one night, and then I was ready to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Mary's a grandmother, and my grandfather were brother and sisters.
Now, so Mary Hicks Brown's...
A grandmother.
You tell me that when we get up to Mary Hicks Brown's house, shall we?
Oh, I used to go up there. I loved to go up, but I could only stay one night. Then I wanted to come back to the point, the house down the point.
Now, who lives? This is a new house.
Yes, I don't know who's living here. I'm sure. Yes, these are all new places.
It says B-I-R-K-E-T-T.
No, they build them up so fast, I don't know where.
Well, I don't go out much now.
Makes a difference, too.
Now, across here.
That Edward Dunham's house.
That was Edward Dunham, yes.
Now, he's the one you sold your loom to, isn't he? Or Mabel?
No, that's Mary Brown's son.
Oh, right? I see. But what did you do? Everett Dunham did something for you, though.
Oh, well, we sold oxen to Everett Dunham.
That's it. You sold...
With the oxen.
Uh-huh. That's it. It was Everett Dunham who bought the oxen.
Yeah.
And that's a widow's walk, so that they could see the whale ships coming in.
On top, too.
Yes. Yeah, they've got one on top there.
Well, this house must be younger than yours.
Yes. It is. It's a 19th century house, whereas yours may be an 18th century house.
Because our house, a lot of it's put together with wooden pins.
Yeah, same dollars up
there. Instead of nails.
Yes.
House is
the beams.
I mean, one operation, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know who lives there, but that's a 20th century house.
No, I don't.
And this is a great big long house.
That's a room I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a new house. I mean, it's... Now,
And this is square room. These two are all new. Through here.
That...
Betty Graham's was the first house. And then the next one was, what's her name? She's a niece to Mary Howler. Ruth. Oh, dear, what's her name?
Niece to Ruth?
Mary Howland. Mary Howland owns the place, but the niece lives there. Mary's still living. She's in her 90s. But she's down in Florida.
I see. Mary Holland lives in this
Holland.
Next house?
Yes.
I wonder who lives here. Piccanini.
Yes, Piccanini.
Piccanini.
She's very nice. Mm-hmm. Raymond likes her very much. She's a really has a great talk with her.
Now, this is was built by the Howlands.
Down below, but yes, that was belongs to Mary Howland and her niece and her husband.
And this is Chet Gifford.
Yes.
And she was a Macomer.
Oh yes, Teresa Macomer. Yes, that was Mason Macomer's daughter.
Oh, Teresa.
Yeah. And her sister. Now I can't remember her sister's name because she's gone. And then one of the little girls used to go up to their house for sale. Yes, it's building up fast.
Yeah.
Wonder who lives here. That's new, anyhow.
Oh, this is Priscilla. Priscilla Mulligan.
Yeah.
Oh, this Priscilla. Yes, that's right. That's Priscilla.
That's a new house.
Is she able to be alone?
I'm guessing she isn't put to bed.
Oh,
that's what I thought. She's driving around and everything.
Yeah, she does get out. She don't know. She can't remember where she is and what she's doing. And she thinks somebody should be in the house. And she loses her car keys. She lost two sets of car keys, and they just had to have more made for her.
Mm.
And she said someone stole them.
Mm.
They took her. Poor Priscilla. Why did Henry wait? It's so bad they were his mind that they got up.
Yeah, after he went to
Yeah, could you people talk louder so the tape recorder can hear you?
Who?
Who lives up here, I wonder?
Oh, one of the Tripp boys. Jim Tripp, I think. I think it's Jim. One of the Tripp boys built up in there. This is the Palmer's. They used to have the name on the letterbox that. But it's Albert's place. My boys.
Albert Palmer's. And that's new.
And he has a son named Daniel. And there's Timmy and David.
Has he got a daughter?
No. Now, who lives next door to him?
And, what's his... He's, Oh, dear.
He's a lawyer, is he?
No, he's an auctioneer. Oh, dear.
We'll go out and look. Sherman?
Sherman, I think.
Sherman, I think it is. And that's new. Now we're coming to Mary Hicks Brown's house. Aren't we? No, we're not. Where are we coming to? Oh, wait, this is Mary Hicks's house, isn't it?
Yes, Mary Brown's right over here.
Yes.
You go down to Emerson Howland's.
Huh?
That lane where you used to go down to Emerson Howland's.
Yes, goes to Emerson Howland's already. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's a big house way in there.
Is that old house way down there?
Oh, yes, they got a beautiful place in there.
That's an old house way down there, then.
Yes.
And then we're going down Mrs. Howland's.
No, it isn't Emerson Howland anymore.
No,
it's Brayton. Mrs. Brayton.
Brayton's.
Mrs. Brayton owns that farm down there. Has for a long time. And she's she isn't well at all. And they have caretakers down there with her. A man take care of the place. And I think his wife helps in the house and helps look out for her. It's hard for me to see.
Well, this house is quite old.
Tell us about really? You used to come up and stay with Mary. You could only stay one night.
Because yes, I wanted to get home again.
Now, I wonder who's... This is a new house, isn't it? Across from Mary's is a new house.
No.
No letterbox, would they all? No, how big don't you think? They had a big tree up there, right for the lane. And Mary.
This is John Betancourt. That's a new house.
These are new houses. Could you see any name on the mailbox?
Betancourt, B-E-N-T.
Betancourt.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll look in the mailbox and see.
See where they take me out. They go so fast that I can't really stop.
This is the Halls Lane. Used to be Scotch Pine Lane.
Yes.
That's Scotch Pine is what used to be the...
Yes, they call it, I guess, Scotch Pine Lane.
Mm-hmm. and all those people who live down Scotch Pine Lane are living on the Halls Lane up to the Waitress. It goes way down up the hill and so on, winds up the hill to the river. Now,
Basil's children.
Yes.
Eleanor's children.
Eleanor's yes. Now, this Mrs. Robb lived here at one time. Does she still live here, do you think?
Who?
Mrs. Robb.
Oh, no.
No. J.W.
She lives down the village.
Yes,
no. She sold that.
This is J.W. Borden, Jr. We're telling you this is...
No, Mrs. Robb's lived down below, Father, where Mrs. Peter Minnie lived.
Yes.
Mrs. Robb's there.
Yes. Well, oh, I see. Now, who did live in here then?
I don't know.
That's new.
Oh, this is where the judging girl built in way in there. I know she sold it.
But she built way back in, way further up a little piece. Now it's now new. Now it's J.W. Borden, Jr. You know anything about him?
Borden.
Now, this is a lane. Back to where, I wonder? Doesn't say. Looks like a long lane.
I know there was two houses built. I think Mrs. Robb's son, didn't he? Build a place up in there?
That's what I thought. So I have to stop doing that.
Yeah, it's cool, Gus.
And now across here, I wonder, that's a new house. Our Manchester boy, is that Robert?
Oh, that's one Alma Manchester's boys. I didn't think he had children old enough to go to school, but I guess he has. I think it's way more dangerous. Look at that.
B. Manchester's got a daughter that married Wiles.
Huh?
B. Manchester's got a daughter married Wiles.
Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
Right north of where I live.
Yes. A Bruce.
This little house with the green trim. And the flag is new.
Yeah,
and you don't know whose this is.
You know, from my glasses. When I break them. They don't do me good anyway. I told them I could do without them. I do want something. So just as well without them.
I'm going to back up and see if I can see a name on that mailbox.
See any name?
I don't know.